Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Too Much Information by Cass R. Sunstein examines a modern paradox. People demand transparency and ever more data, yet often feel overwhelmed, anxious, or strategically avoid learning facts that might be upsetting, costly, or inconvenient. Drawing on behavioral economics and insights from law and public policy, Sunstein explores why individuals and institutions sometimes choose ignorance, from skipping medical test results to avoiding financial realities or politically challenging news. The book maps how information can be both empowering and burdensome, and how the desire not to know can be rational in some settings while harmful in others. It also considers what governments, employers, platforms, and professionals should do when more disclosure is not automatically better. The result is a clear guide to the psychology of information avoidance and the design of smarter disclosure rules that respect human limits while protecting welfare. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychology of not wanting to know. A central theme is that information is not a free good. People often treat knowledge as emotionally and practically expensive. Sunstein highlights how dread, anxiety, regret, and anticipated shame can make ignorance feel protective. In everyday life, this appears in avoiding medical screenings, delaying opening bills, or refusing to check performance feedback. The book frames these choices through behavioral concepts such as present bias, loss aversion, and motivated reasoning. When bad news is possible, the mind may overweigh the immediate emotional hit compared with the long-run value of planning. It also matters whether the information will force action. If learning a fact implies difficult decisions or lifestyle changes, avoidance becomes more tempting. Sunstein's discussion helps clarify that information aversion is not mere irrationality. It is often a response to stress, uncertainty, and the feeling of limited control. Understanding these drivers is the first step toward designing better personal habits and better policies that reduce the psychic costs of knowing. Secondly, when ignorance is rational and when it is costly, the book distinguishes between cases where not knowing can be defensible and cases where it predictably harms people. Sometimes information has low decision value, arrives too late to change outcomes, or creates distraction without improving choices. In such settings, selective ignorance can preserve attention and well-being. But Sunstein emphasizes that avoidance becomes dangerous when it blocks preventive action, hides accumulating risks, or enables self-deception. Examples include postponing health checks that could catch treatable conditions, ignoring financial indicators that signal trouble, or declining to learn about product or workplace hazards. The analysis encourages a practical question: will this information change what I do in a way that improves outcomes, and is the cost of learning it smaller than the cost of being surprised later? By focusing on decision relevance rather than abstract ideals of openness, the book offers a way to evaluate disclosure, reminders, and personal information diets. It also shows how uncertainty can be weaponized, allowing individuals or organizations to benefit from staying uninformed when accountability would otherwise increase. Thirdly, disclosure policy and the myth that more is always better. Sunstein is well known for examining regulation and nudges, and here he interrogates disclosure as a policy tool. Governments often respond to problems by requiring more warnings, more terms, more labels, and more reports, assuming that transparency leads to better choices. The book argues that this assumption fails when people face overload, complex jargon, or low trust. Dense disclosures can shift responsibility onto consumers without genuinely informing them, creating a box-checking culture rather than meaningful understanding. Sunstein explores how effective disclosure depends on design, simplicity, salience, timing, comparability, and the ability to act on what is learned. He also considers distributional effects, because sophisticated readers may benefit while others are left behind. The broader point is that information policy should be evaluated like any intervention, by outcomes rather than good intentions. Better disclosure can mean less text and more clarity, or targeted prompts rather than universal dumps of data. This topic is especially relevant to finance, healthcare, privacy notices, and consumer protection, where the real challenge is turning knowledge into action. Fourthly, news, polarization, and strategic avoidance. Another important thread is how information interacts with identity and social conflict. People often avoid news that threatens their worldview, their group identity, or their sense of moral standing. Sunstein connects information avoidance to polarization and echo chambers, where individuals seek reassurance and reduce cognitive dissonance. The book highlights the difference between accidental ignorance and strategic ignorance, choosing not to know because knowing would complicate allegiance or require revising beliefs. This dynamic affects democratic life because shared facts become harder to establish when citizens curate their exposure. It also shapes workplaces and institutions when leaders sidestep internal reports that would demand uncomfortable reforms. Sunstein's approach encourages readers to see these patterns as predictable human tendencies rather than purely ideological flaws, which opens the door to solutions. Those solutions can include better choice architecture in media environments, more credible intermediaries, and formats that reduce humiliation and defensiveness. The discussion is a reminder that information problems are not only about supply, but also about receptivity, incentives, and the social meaning of admitting you were wrong. Lastly, designing better choices, nudges, defaults, and the right to remain uninformed, the book considers what to do once we accept that people sometimes prefer not to know. Sunstein explores how institutions can respect autonomy while still protecting welfare. One tool is to change the default automatic enrollment in beneficial options, simplified summaries, or staged disclosure that gives essential facts first and details later. Another is to lower the emotional cost of knowledge, for example, by framing results as actionable steps rather than judgments. The book also raises ethical questions about whether people should have a right not to know, especially in medical contexts like genetic information, and how that right fits with duties to family members, employers, or the public. At the same time, Sunstein warns against allowing willful ignorance to excuse harm to others. The practical takeaway is not that ignorance should be celebrated, but that policy and product design should anticipate avoidance and make beneficial knowledge easier to accept. Readers come away with a framework for deciding when to push information, when to simplify it, and when to let people opt out without undermining safety and fairness. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in behavioral economics, law and regulation, public policy, and anyone who feels overwhelmed by modern information flows. It is also valuable for professionals who rely on disclosure, such as clinicians, compliance leaders, product designers, and educators, because it explains why simply giving people more data often fails. The main benefit is a clearer way to make decisions about what to learn, when to learn it, and how to structure environments so that essential information leads to better outcomes rather than paralysis. Sunstein helps readers recognize information avoidance in their own habits and replace it with strategies that reduce anxiety and increase actionability. Compared with similar books that either celebrate transparency or criticize misinformation, this one stands out for its balanced focus on the costs of knowing and the costs of not knowing, plus practical guidance for smarter disclosure and choice architecture. If you want a rigorous yet accessible map of why knowledge can feel burdensome, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Cass R. Sunstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.